أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Now the climax of the month is yet to come. So before we go anywhere else, let's look at our preparations for Laylatul Qadr. And as I've mentioned before, first we've got to work out a direction, a goal to focus on. If we look at Surah Al-Baqarah 148, وَلِكُلِّ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. And everyone has a direction to which he should turn. Therefore, hurry to the best of directions or the best of works. And then Allah says, أَيْنَمَا تَقُونُوا. Wherever you are, يَأْتِ بِكُمُ اللَّهَ جَمِيعًا. Allah will bring you all together. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah has power over all things. So by definition, if you're facing the right direction, all you need to do is keep walking or running. Qadr is about thinking about that direction, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And then also to keep in mind the ayah of Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, ayah 34, where he says, وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَعَلْتُمُوهُ. He gives you all that you ask of him. And then he adds, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You will not, if you were to count the blessings of Allah, you will not be able to compute them. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. The human being is surely unjust and very ungrateful. So, let me put a word of caution here. Divinity does not read in between the lines. He doesn't have a sense of humor. He's very clear-cut and straight and doesn't take kindly to ditherers. So make sure you know where you want to go and what you want. So here's some practical tips. Number one, get to know who you really are and what you really want. Verbalize it and keep on talking to him. Number two, ask for forgiveness. Number three, find a mujibu da'wat, someone who cares for you enough to pray for your hajat, someone you can confide in, someone who will be your sinless tongue, because when they pray for you, they have not committed your sins. Engage with the Quran, bespoke your life plan with ayat of the Quran. Make an effort by the 23rd of Ramadan to know at least a short biodata of the 14 masumin. Number five, reach for the stars. And number six, let's remember each other in our du'as. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.